Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. Today you've only got me, no guests. Again, no intro or no outro music. It's going to be a short one again. What I want to talk about is the other week I did an acid trip. Went away, went for a walk around the woods and came back and just relaxed after a shower and that. First time I did it, didn't know really what to expect from it. But what I can say, it was incredible. It was... I think everyone should do an acid trip because I feel so much better. I felt like a new person afterwards. It's very hard to describe. If you haven't done it, you won't really know. If you have done it, you'd understand. If you've done psychedelics, you'd understand as well. It felt like I went through a process and I came out a new product. But the same person, if I'm like that, mate. It's hard to describe, so I'm probably not doing it the best way. How can I say it? The emotions, you get your emotions out, you think things, you like, it's just really hard to describe, and I'm not doing the best job, so don't like fucking lambast me for it or anything like that. Let me try and get it into, went for a walk around the woods. Gives you time to think, see things that other people don't see, more details, your emotions run riot, you might be sad, you might be happy, you might cry, you might laugh, your bodily functions still work the same sort of thing, but that like was quite hard going through the woods on acid, because it was walking about in mud and things like that. But when I got back and after the shower, I felt so refreshed. I didn't have any anxiety, no worries. Chilled out for the rest of the night. Just put the lights on low, put some fairy lights on. They were all dancing and moving about. Obviously there wasn't. That was the acid making that. And when you closed your eyes, you had like really nice visuals of bright dancing lights, people's faces change, like sort of the morph, and again it's sort of streaking, so if you put your hand really fast, you'd see the streak of your hand. It's called streaking. It's such a strange experience, but the next day I felt so revitalized, so fresh, so clean. It was like I went through a process. I dealt with a few things in the woods and that, then came back, had a shower, felt so relaxed. But the next day, just everything seems so nice, and like life is so much more than the bullshit that we've got to contend with, like going to work, worrying about this, worrying about that. There was no worries. Going home, looking at the trees and the grass, everything was so vibrant. I've said that wrong, but you all know what I mean. Vibrant, or have I said it right? Everything was so vivid, vibrant, and I just felt really good inside. And like as I said at the beginning of the podcast, it was like I went through a process and I came out a new product, and it was fucking great. As I say, it like went all good. But it wasn't a bad trip, but it certainly did my mental health good. Obviously, it's not for everyone. I don't expect everyone to agree or disagree or things like that. But it's completely different to things like weed, DMT, mushrooms and things like that. It's a thing on its own, but I will do it again. Definitely do it again, because it gave me so much thought, and so I'm really in a shit job at describing this, so I'm so sorry that you've wasted like 10 minutes or 5 minutes of your time to listen to this half-assed podcast. Basically the end result was I went through a process emotionally, physically and everything, and I came out a better person. I felt better, there was no anger, everything was vibrant, vivid, it was good to be alive. It made me appreciate things more. As I say, the hardest part was going through the woods, because you deal with things if you'd like take psychedelics sometimes. Go home, I had a shower, and then just sat and relaxed, just looked at the lights, just like sort of things move, morph, and people's faces change. You see streaks. It was so, so good. It's something I'm not going to do all the time because, well, because I just don't want to, really. As much as I enjoyed it, I'm not going to do it all the time. As I say, it's completely different to things like weed and DMT. DMT is like a fucking buzzsaw. It's that's like on a different level. But yeah, I think everyone should do an acid trip once in their life at least, just to experience it. And trust me, you'll either fucking go nuts or you'll come out of it a better person. I'm not condoning anyone to do it, but I think everyone should go through a similar process. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Please like and leave a review for my podcasts. Also find it on YouTube and other podcast apps. As I say, this one's been a bit disjointed and a bit discombobulated because it's hard to describe that. If I tried to write it down in a blog post, it would just not fucking make sense to anyone. But the basics of it is, I went through a process through the woods and I came out a different sort of product. My analogy is, it's like one of them machines you get, like things like Blackpool Tower. You put a penny in and it makes it, stamps it and redoes it. It's still the same coin, but it's different. And that's the only analogy I could link to the acid trip, that I went in the woods, this person, and I came out a different person, which is good. It's not for everyone, but if you've got the chance and you're confident and comfortable in doing it, fucking do it, because I'll tell you what, the process is amazing, and the post-product that comes out after the process yourself is, like, amazing too. It's life-changing, so to speak. I don't know why my phone keeps locking every time I'm speaking. Don't recognise my face either. So, which could be a good thing or a bad thing. So, yeah, as I say, this is just a short podcast. Like, share, leave a review. If you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that's okay. If you want to leave a one-star and a shit review, leave a one-star and shit review. It's up to you. You make your own choices in life, but it'd be much appreciated if you could do a 4 or a 5 and a fantastic review. That'd be brilliant. And if you're listening to it on podcast, hit the like and hit the follow button if you're not already. And as I say, if you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome. Anyone's welcome. Even if we don't see eye to eye, you're more than welcome, because all views must be heard and opinions must be heard, should I say. So yeah, like, share, and if you want to come on the podcast, get yourself on. You're more than welcome. We can talk about anything you want. All right. Cheers and have a good day. Bye.